back to Date Car Pod. I'm Jenna, and we made it to the finale of Joey Joe's season. And to think about where we started to where we are now, it has been a trip. And I will say, this finale had everything. I feel like I'm a little like Stefan from SNL. I'm like, this finale had everything. It had lesbians. It had alcohol. It had AI Neil Lane. It had the Bachelorette, you know, announcement. It had everything, and I am still so horny and wet from it. And in fact, it blew my mind so much that it allowed me to have a second night of insomnia. Maybe that's the eclipse. We'll talk about it. And I had to call in to work this morning because it was too much for me. Anyway, to talk about it, I'm so happy to bookend this season with my bestie, Shannon from Do the Roses Align.
Hi. Wow. Hello. I'm a new person. I didn't believe that we would get to this point. Do you? I know you'll remember, but do you remember on our first, we were excited, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously. We were all excited for Joey, but admittedly,
yeah,
naturally hesitant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because men are men, okay? Yeah. We don't know. We didn't know Joey's roots.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that his trauma was that he had a gay dad, and that's all we knew.
And that we didn't even see.
Yeah. Homophobic.
We didn't even see. We saw one gay dad. Where? Maybe they're not.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? Whatever. But I'm a new person after that experience. I really am. And I am so proud that Joey did not disappoint us.
It's
genuine. Joey lives.
It's crazy. It was like really like, listen, I mean, I did not want to give him that much credit. And also like, I'm not going to give him credit, you know, but something was different this season, and it was a very good Bachelor season. It had everything. And for a season like this, it was just, I couldn't believe it. And then I think, and Joey does have a lot to do with it. And the internet fell for him, and they're like, who is this man? Where did he come from?
Literally, where did he come from? And yet, the answer is simple, okay? Like, people, I swear, especially when it comes to men, people will do so much mental math to get there when it's simple, okay? That man was raised by women and a gay man, women being his mother, who's a literal fucking goddess. I saw her. I wanted her to adopt me. I wanted to hug her. I wanted her to tell me that I could be her daughter-in-law, okay? I wanted that for me. And his sisters crying for him. They love him, okay? He was literally set up for so much success as a child, mm-hmm. having a gay dad and an amazing mom. Wake up. Like, how? And like, wait, he was 7 or something? Swinging his feet from the trees in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania.
My God.
That's relevant because Kelsey is a Swiftie. She went. So did Jen.
I have so much to say about the Jen and the Swiftie of it all. And then, but yeah, he posted today his little post about it. He chose Lover as the song. It's like, Joey.
A man chose to put Taylor Swift on his Instagram, okay? Because that was the post, like, look, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but that was, Joey posted it from his account and put it Kelsey as the co, like, poster, right? Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, that's all we get. But no, mm-hmm. Kelsey had to come through with her own post, mm-hmm. with Joey also as the co poster that she tagged with her own extremely wonderful heartfelt caption.
Yeah.
And a Jack Johnson song, Better Together. The like you like, would think they would swap the songs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, exactly. It's like what? Okay. All right. I love this.
I literally don't remember the last time I felt like this about a Bachelor couple. Mm-hmm. Genuinely. Even a Paradise couple that I was kind of like okay and cool with. Like I'm trying to think like cuz like look, Michelle and Nate, that Michelle's season was good.
Yes.
But Nate, we all know he had a lot of red flags from the beginning.
Yeah.
even if they were like casual red flags, the ones you can kind of maybe like pink flags, beige, yeah, middle flag.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, I'm trying to think of Charity and Dalton, I guess, but I didn't think I'm terrible. I know.
Well, the other thing is you didn't give it that, but for me, it was Charity and Dalton. That one made me cry. I didn't cry at this proposal, but I have feelings and I'm really excited. And
yes.
I rewatched the interview afterwards today, and I'm like, I see it. I believe in it, and I'm hopeful for these kids. But regardless, it was just a great season, and he provided a perfect backdrop to let a lot of different women shine, so much so that we didn't know who was going to win, didn't know who was going to be the next Bachelorette. And it was shocking, and we had this great like moment with the women coming together. I mean, there was so much to talk about. Like literally last night when we're like, Daisy gets all dressed up in her red dress, and then she's gonna go talk to somebody, and Connie and I are like, oh my god, it's gonna happen. She's gonna go break up with Joey, and she knocks on the door and then goes to commercial. When it comes back, I say, wouldn't that be so funny if it's actually Kelsey's room? And then it was.
Oh. Like I can't believe the amount of times I was just like genuine gasping while watching the show. Like I not even like a like in a bad way, I was jaw dropped.
Exactly. Oh my god.
Like it was amazing. It was like,
and then even
I feel alive.
And even in the boring parts, there was these parts where like typically it would be like the boring part of kind of like them meeting his parents and stuff. The producer did some weird shit, and it was like, okay, I don't know what is happening right now. So, I mean, where do we even start?
We can start with the fact I was listening and looking at all the things. So this is not an original thought of mine. This is a collected from the internet thought, but like from many different sources, but like the opening shot was from the same crying. I haven't even gone back to think about it, but it was the same crying shot they show us in the very first episode that gets us drawn into like what's gonna happen. And then they give it to us again at the beginning shot of this. I was like, what producer, like poetic, okay? Yeah. It was gorgeous. And Joey is just
crying in a way that was like super, it's funny, we saw him cry throughout the season, but this was like an interesting cry.
Holding back sobs cry. This is the one where where you are crying and you can't help but break your face, like you want to like break into a sob because you have to, like it's because it's such a big emotion. And most of the time we don't see cis men do that ever. We never get to see a man and a genuine like choke, like he was choking it back sob, right? And that is why he's genuine Joey, icon, legend, best bachelor of all time, which the internet is all saying. And I'm literally sitting here like, because even people like Sean Lowe, who have like lasted through a marriage and whatever and married his ring winner on TV, we had to suffer through him being a virgin, right? Or born again virgin, whatever he decided he was.
The air quotes that you have, yeah.
Right. Whatever he decided he was. We had to suffer through that, okay? We did not have to suffer at all watching Joey's season, other than just the general, like...
The show. It's not a good show, y'all. When we're talking about, like, this is the best television we've watched in a minute, it's because it's, like, in the comparison to what we normally get.
Right.
You know? Like,
and Bachelor has been, and I have a... God, okay. Okay. I'll say this before we get fully into this show, but reality TV right now, especially the long-running shows, like The Bachelor, have all been having a moment as far as a downturn moment, including things like Survivor, Big Brother, Drag Race, all sorts of these shows that have been on since the 2000s, early 2000s. And they are struggling because they have been on for so long and they had a specific thing. And like even things like Drag Race, they were fucking vicious to each other. You watched the first few seasons, they were evil and they were very... like all of the isms, everything was thrown in, right? And Survivor early seasons, they didn't, they give you no, women got zero screen time. what was funny is gay people been running Survivor, yeah. But not really, like, they'll talk about it in, like, a, I'm gay, but, you know, like, I don't really want to tell my tribe, like, kind of thing in the early seasons of Survivor. But now we've hit this, like, all these things have happened to where we've hit these points, Bachelor included, where we hit a fucking terrible low point. And if you're long-term fans of these shows, you're noticing it. All the fans notice. And all of them have equally, just like Bachelor Nation does, has the same desire to be like, please, producers, just do... go back to basics of what made your show good, but just modernize parts of it.
Yeah.
Like, we just need a new, fresh spin. This season of Bachelor was a fresh, fucking good ass spin. Like, it was amazing.
And I have a question I didn't get before we start really getting into it is, it was its birthday. And so what do you have to say about that? Because I was watching some of your videos and I don't understand half of what you say. I'll be honest.
No, it's okay. I literally love you. It's fine.
But I do think it's important that we talk about the fact that it's its 22nd birthday and that the show is an Aries, right? And we've talked about this before when we did our first Instagram Live together.
And oh my God. Oh my God.
When I thought, I remember I blew my mind thinking about how I didn't realize that we could give a start. You know, we can map out the astrological elements of a show. And of course we can.
Everything.
And the fact that the finale of this season, the one that we're talking about that is so, like, you know, big and changing, is on its yeah. So talk about that. Like, what are your thoughts? Because you talked about, like, it's like, we're in this type of, like, cycle or whatever, where it was like things are changing and you saw it happen.
Yeah. And okay. Yes. Seeing that this was the finale was on the solar return, which is what astrologers call a birthday, basically, mm-hmm. because it's when the sun is in the same spot as when you were born or when a thing was birthed into the world, AKA the Bachelor, because for anybody new here, it's the public birthing of the Bachelor is what we chart, not like the first person to ever have an idea and tell, like, you can't, mm-hmm. that type of buildup. You can't, like, it's mm-hmm. an idea. How do you chart an idea? It's so abstract, right? But the premiere with an exact time and place and times, that's what you can chart. Same for, like, book releases, TV, movies, all of it. Anyway. So I was intrigued because I made me want, and I need, I really still need to do this research, but I know it's going to take a lot of effort and a lot of just, it's going to take a hyperfixation day. You know what I mean? But I want to see if there was have been other episodes of the show that have aired on this day.
Right.
And because I've obviously been watching the show, like, consistently since, like, I watched it when I was young. But then I stopped and then I came back. So I've been watching it really consistently since, like, 2016. And I do not remember any moment of Happy Birthday Bachelor, right? And maybe there was episodes that would air and it would be, like, a middle of the season episode. And it wouldn't be just, like, it's like, this was obviously a live show. So it was easy for Jesse to say that. But either way, this birthday, solar return, is special anyway. Because, okay, 22, first of all. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. Like, there's a reason that song is so good and catchy, because 22 is a great age. Like, to be 22 is awesome. It is the peak before you hit 23 and are terrible. 23 is a hard year. So I'm intrigued for the next year, not this current year, coming year, A+. Next year after that, I'm going to be intrigued to see what happens. It might just, that's another rabbit hole. But 22 is a really good year because it's associated with the 11th house. The 11th house is, like, literally, for when it comes to reality TV, I would say rules things like fans, rules like a public image, but what you get after the fact, the fame of public image, the how all the people, the social media elements of everything, like, everything is, like, alive again. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Bachelor internet is alive. Mm-hmm. Twitter was good. And not good because it was just easy to roast the show, but good because it was good and it was, like, the reactions were good. Like, the show is coming back from the dead. And it's extra crazy because we just had the eclipse, as you mentioned, right? Mm-hmm. And we had a lunar eclipse, which is when it's a full moon that is eclipsed by the sun. So it's the nighttime eclipse, right? And that was Sunday night into Monday. Into yesterday. Wait, today's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Into, I'm literally, like, time. It's crazy. Yeah. into yesterday. So yesterday, with eclipse, was still happening, and that eclipses in general for anybody will always signal big changes and big moments. And not always is it going to be something you have to do a direct. It's going to 100% change everything at once, but it can always lay out a new story or open up different things. And but it's always, they call eclipses portals for a reason, right? It's like a portal into something new and into a new unknown dark place, right? Not dark negative, dark like unknown. And anyway, so The Bachelor is in Aries and the eclipse was in Libra. Libra was the moon, but the sun is in Aries. Obviously, it's Aries season. So it's birthday with an eclipse on your sun. So people can do have this happen to them too, obviously. Like, I'm sure somebody's birthday was yesterday, right? So you can have an eclipse happen to your natal chart on your birthday, hitting your solar return chart, because there's a chart generated from your birthday, your exact sun, that can show you the year. But again, more rabbit holes. Anyway, The Bachelor, being an Aries sun, having this eclipse is going to truly affect the identity of the show. And so everybody is back on the fucking bandwagon, baby. Like, we are in it. And I thought it was, and I was saying this on my stories, so astrology people will get me, and I'll try to get it in the simple, I'll try to simple not way. Sound like yeah. So Venus, right? Everyone, you know, women are from Venus, men are from Mars, right? That's the kind of general stereotype, the songs, all that. Or men are from Jupiter to get more stupider, right? Which is also true. But there's associations to Jupiter as well. But Venus is women and Mars is men. So we have this full moon in a Venetian sign, which is Libra, ruling the girlies, basically. Okay. So see where I'm going with this? The show, this episode was for the girlies.
Oh,
the girlies were like so close, like to the point where it was the triple jokes were happening.
Yes. Online,
right? We're getting there, right? We're getting so close. But seeing the because I was wondering, because of the transits to the show. So if you're looking at the show's birth chart and then you're putting the transits of yesterday on top of that, the eclipse is happening in the show's 12th house, which rules the secrets and all of the stuff that we are hiding and the show is hiding from us. So this, like, the full moon lights things up. It literally outside in the world, it lights things up. It makes us not sleep.
Yeah.
Because everything outside is bright and animals don't sleep. It's a whole thing. So when you put that spotlight of the full moon into the 12th house of this birth chart of The Bachelor, you're getting a spotlight onto all the hidden stuff, be it, and it's, but like it, but because it's Venus, it's still positive. Venus is a good planet. Mm-hmm. She wants to have fun. She wants to have a good time. And so we're getting like a look into the fact that Daisy knew. Mm-hmm. And Daisy and Kelsey took charge, seemingly. We have no idea what the producers were doing and saying, right, and letting them do, but seemingly, visibly to us, we are seeing them taking the charge of the scenario and not making it about the man choosing them. It's getting to be them knowing, like, it's like more, they're like, there's like more autonomy involved,
yeah,
here.
And exposing that secret. It's like, she, by her going there and being like, I think it's you, I want, asking Kelsey the questions,
exactly,
exposing the, shining this light on the whole thing.
Literally doing something that no one was like, let me be real, hot take,
yeah,
doing something that no one was brave enough,
yeah,
to do, no, yeah, other top two,
yeah,
because look, at top two, I get it, you've been through this whole fucking thing, it's so hard, you are clearly, even if you think you aren't, or like are,
yeah,
like you're in love with this man, quote unquote, even if you don't think you are, and you get there and you're like, oh, I want it to be me, I just want it to like be over, yeah, and be happy and be good. Daisy was like, I'm not going to fucking subject myself to this type,
no,
of shit.
No.
I am going to take charge here and I'm going to do what no one would want to do, which is go and confirm to myself first. Like, let myself down. Mm-hmm. I broke my heart because you were too polite to do it. Taylor Swift lives everywhere.
She's everywhere.
But literally, like I was, it was beautiful. But so that stuff happening with the Libra. So because to me, the Aries sun in the sixth house, which is the opposite house of the 12th house, which is the sixth house, is where, not saying this on my story, this is where we do labor in our life.
Yeah.
And that does not, and that can mean literally like, and I say minor labor, like this can be your labor at your job that's casual, not the like big career projects, the big to do, that stuff. It's like your day-to-day bullshit. And also when it comes to the Bachelor and the show, mm-hmm. I see this very much as the way the show doesn't employ, but employs mm-hmm. all these people mm-hmm. to be on the show and to essentially torture them.
Yeah.
And this season was definitely not that, you know, we are on the up. And yeah. It wasn't always like that either in the beginning. It was lavish and beautiful and wonderful, right? But it became this thing where it's still, no matter what, at its core, unpaid labor.
Yeah.
And that is a sixth house topic, okay? Yeah. So seeing that being just, like, rejected in a way, like, obviously they're still not getting paid, but they were like, okay, but I'm making I'm calling the shots. That's mm-hmm. where the Libra took over. That's where that full moon was pulling away from the Aries stuff that the show is so used to, which is just putting everyone against each other because Aries loves a competition, which is fucking hilarious because Kelsey is an Aries sun. Daisy is an Aries moon. Joey is an Aries moon. Okay? So all these people are already primed to fight and they yeah. aren't, because it's none of them, not a single one of the three of them fought over any of it. It was, and literally, fact, it was like,
in fact, they were saying on stage, like, a lot of people think this is a game, a competition, and it's not what it is.
We all know.
But it was just like, but it, like, you, it's all in the stars. It all was all perfectly laid
it
out.
It was
like
beautiful.
That.
And then meanwhile, the opposite side of that, Libras, Jen is a Libra moon. And so we have the eclipse, which is a full moon. So it's her lunar return, which happens every month for everybody, but only once every like 12, longer than that, but like only once every very wild long time do you get an eclipse on your moon sign and your sun sign.
Wow.
And or your sun sign. So her having this Libra moon eclipse, full moon, she's the first fucking Asian bachelorette. And she is literally a goddess. She's so beautiful. It's insane to look at. Like, she's, you know, when you look at those people and you're just like, how are you real? She's one of those women.
And that's what we said in our first episode, which I found today, the clip. I'll play it online later. But we're like literally doing the bios and I'm like, oh, I really like Jen. And you're like, wait a second. It says that she's reading Evelyn Hugo. And I was like, what? No. And we like lost our minds. We're like, she's bisexual. Oh my God.
Another bi adjacent bachelorette. Okay.
And we're just speculating. But it was just
following.
So funny. Oh my God. It was
following
so,
in the footsteps
like, not,
of fabulous
exactly.
bachelorettes before her, Katie Thurston,
yeah.
Caitlin Bristow.
Yeah.
It's giving that.
Gabby. Oh, okay. Oh, God.
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, the episode was amazing and it was great.
So, we haven't
even
the recap.
Okay. And we don't really want to talk about this.
We got through Joey's cry face.
Yes.
Which
is
very important.
And then we
but
get
yeah,
the
meeting of the families was.
Yeah. So I'll kind of like give the little brief synopsis of it and then we'll like talk our feelings. So ultimately we go with Daisy first and then we have Kelsey second. Daisy's predictably goes really well. She's really like sweet. And the one person says she's precious. I was like, okay. Perfectly said, actually. Perfectly
that was
said.
Hilarious. That was hilarious.
Yeah, she goes really well. The mom loves her. The mom's like crying. She's like, I would be honored to have you as my daughter-in-law. It's all going good. We don't get the gay dad in this one. We get the gay dad in the second one. He's there, but he's just like quiet. And then we get, and I was like, I turned to Connie. I was like, okay, this is like interesting. You know, they're gonna give them this really positive day, and they give usually the winner the second, or the winner the kind of more negative family day, which is kind of what we got. But what was interesting though is later it switched, and then Daisy got the really bad last chance day, and Kelsey got flipped. So okay, whatever. But we go to Kelsey's, and what I found was interesting with her negative family day is it was the first time we've got a negative family day where we got to see this whole conversation happen with both parents, I think, asking her, what would happen if Joey doesn't pick you? And it was so torturous and mean, and I've never seen that before.
That was next level. Next level. I was so stressed for both of them in those moments. And I honestly thought they handled, like, both of them handled it like a true champ. And also, I think, like, part of me wonders if they were very much, like, asking them questions to get these emotions. Mm-hmm. Because they wanted to really make sure that they could, like, because it seems like they are all a very emotionally open family, hence mm-hmm. Joey, right? Mm-hmm. And his sisters, who were tearing up just listening to Joey talk about Daisy and Kelsey before they even showed up. So it's like, they seem to be very emotionally open family. So I honestly wonder if they were like, we need to make them show it, show these feelings. Mm-hmm. But it was scary and sad.
It was scary.
Because,
it was scary,
I was like very nervous for everybody involved. But everyone handled it, again, like champs. Daisy came to fucking play.
She did.
This episode. I have never been more enthralled in what Daisy has done. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Daisy, if you're listening to this. Obviously, I know you are. But like, I've never been never been like so fucking wanting to see what she's doing next, because everything was crazy.
She played such a good long game, built it up. And then the last couple of episodes, she's been doing this whole thing that I've talked about over there. And I was like, she's playing this really, like, you know what? Through this experience, I realized I'm a badass and I don't need Joey. And not negative on him, but I just don't need him. And I was like, oh, and it started getting bigger and bigger. And that's why I kept saying, I'm like, I think she's going to leave him because she's getting this. But then she knows she does it. And then she plays it perfectly. She's like, but I really love him and I really want to marry him. So she just really played it where she's like, nothing could make me not want to be with him. But then within the next date, completely flips it on its head and does a really beautiful moment. It reminded me of when Leslie and Gary had their moment when she realized she wasn't the winner. And Gary crumbled under that, which understandably. And Joey started to crumble.
He's
in
an
this
amateur.
Case. Yeah, exactly. And that's
Gary, amateur, which obviously.
Yeah. And Joey started to crumble, which played into perfectly Daisy's ability to start seeing that it was crumbling. And it was just really well done because it just made us be like, oh yeah, like you aren't the winner, but you are building up this narrative that you see it and then eventually do it. We talked about where she goes eventually and talks to Kelsey, asks her, you know, what happened? I mean, oh my God.
Literally.
Ask her, like, what did you guys do? Like,
That was, I will, like, God, I thought that was going to be the most shocking part of everything to me, was that they met up before, because I was, it was taking me back to a time where Maddie and Hannah and Victoria Fuller all had to be, no, not Victoria.
Yeah, no, it was.
It was Victoria.
Yeah.
Fuck. Had to be in the same hotel room. But that was torture. This with Daisy was choice. This, well, seemingly, but again, it doesn't matter what the producers do because the narrative we got gave us Daisy making this choice. Going to talk after walking around in her black dress, it was just like a cotton, like, tank, like
skin,
like, whatever. Yeah, exactly. And she was walking around and pacing, and they're showing Kelsey getting ready, looking all happy with the white dress.
Gorge.
Literally gorgeous. And they're showing Daisy in this black dress, and I'm like, what is she? I was like, is she going to even get dressed? But then I was remembering. I was like, okay, yeah, wait, no. We've seen her in the red dress.
Yeah.
And so, but when that fucking knock-knock happened, when she... I literally screamed. I was alone, screamed in my house. I was like, oh my God.
It was crazy. And literally, Connie and I spent the whole time, we were like, okay, well, maybe they tricked us. You know, they took a video of her walking on the sand in the red dress because they've done that before. They did that with Colton. Mm-hmm. They made him walk in the forest and we never saw that scene.
You're right, yeah.
And that was supposed to be the finale and we never saw it because he didn't have a finale that way.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I was like, and I was literally telling Connie this. I was like, this is such a trick. They did that to us, but no big deal. But also, we were also like, you know what? It would have been shocking, y'all. is still having your final person knock on your door as the Joey. Like, I
Literally
still
that.
wasn't panicked. We were like all sitting there going, like, yeah, okay, this is actually still pretty dramatic. They made her dress up to go break up with him. Holy fuck. And then it was Kelsey, and it was just like, oh my God. And I'm so glad you brought up that Peter moment because I remember I did my head laugh because she's like, so, oh my God, you look so gorgeous. How are you? You look so gorgeous. How are you? And it was totally like when Maddie was like, oh my God, you look so thin,
Yeah,
Victoria.
literally. No, I think it was you look it's like you're so tan.
So yeah, it
No,
was
but
wild, and I just like couldn't believe it, and I couldn't believe that she was like really asking her those questions. She's like, I know this is awkward, but
how
like,
was your
yeah,
date?
like, did he validate you? And then Kelsey's like, yeah, he kind of did. And Stacey's like, wow,
Because yeah, on
he
their
didn't do
date,
that
on their date is when because this is what I also so there were like oh the last chance dates with Daisy. He was like, I could read it too. I again, it could be editing, but
me.
girls, if you know, you know. Like, this vibe was different. He was trying so hard to like let her down in the fucking easiest way possible and starting early. Because and look, I actually think that was still the correct thing to do. Like, I don't think Joey was doing anything wrong. You gotta do what you gotta do for the show. And it is weird. Like, look, it's a weird line, right? Because I do enjoy, like, I don't mind being spoiled, quote unquote, like in the la if it's the last episode of the show and they somewhat like Daisy, you know, like people are like, oh, well, ruin the surprise. It's like, what surprise? Like, you didn't know he's picking Kelsey by this point? Like, if you can't read that, then that's not on the show to like spoon feed that to you every time. Sometimes that might have to happen, right? Where two women walk down and one gets dumped down there, or two men, like Joey got dumped on the altar. Anyway, I just think that you can do so much. There's so much to do in the finale, so it's not, I don't feel like I lost anything by the surprise being quote unquote taken away. And so Daisy, Kelsey in that fucking last chance date is like, she's like, you know, I'm scared of what's gonna happen. And Joey's like, don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
I was like, even that gave me full letters. I was like, oh my God. If I were Kelsey, I would have shit my pants right there and been like, wow. Because like that's like the equivalent of, because in my opinion, you should tell the person in Fantasy Suites who you're gonna pick because you know by then.
I mean, in theory,
And
but
if
you know, yeah,
you
exactly.
don't know, there's yeah, you gotta give signals. I really think you gotta give signals. It's genuine Joey. It's the right thing to do is give signals, but not lead on. And he wasn't leading her on. He didn't say I love you. And he and but when she said I love you, and he was like, thanks. Like he was like, that's thanks for saying that. He was like, you're nice to hear that or something. I can't remember
To
exactly what it was, but it
Daisy.
was a lot. Yes, to
Yeah,
Daisy.
exactly. Yeah, he really, he was like, oh, that makes me feel really great hearing. And he didn't even
Yeah.
like lean in, he didn't kiss her or anything. But I agree that like he was with both women, he was giving these like very subtle, high level play things for him. With Kelsey, he was
High
like, you
level.
don't need to worry about that. But that was all he was saying. We are all like, yeah, we know what that means. And then with Daisy, yeah, I mean, like, while it was still awkward and cringe and it caused her pain, he was starting the process of like, you
Yep.
know, not engaging. And like, I mean, would he, if he just hugged her and kissed her, would that still, would that be, I think it's fine. He could have gotten away with that probably and still just, she would have known by the words, thanks for telling me or whatever, right? Like,
Yeah.
and you can also like pull your hug back a little bit or whatever, but it was a little brutal that he didn't do whatever, but it all worked out because, again, back to what I was saying, it's this beautiful play by Daisy who's continuing this like, thank you, Joey, for reminding me of my shine. And I best believe I'm still bejeweled. I can make the whole place shimmer.
She literally took she took lemons, made lemonade, okay? She was like, all right. And this is Virgos, Jenna. Okay, Jenna is a Virgo, everybody. This is Virgos. This is earth signs in general, I think, especially, but Virgo, it really makes the most sense for because you are mutable signs and you are able to shift through and move through things and change things. Even if you have that resistance, there's like, okay, all right, what's my plan moving forward in this new change that I have to have? Whereas the other earth signs, Taurus and Capricorn, they do not fuck like that. They don't want to fuck around like that. They definitely will change, you know, they will make their plans and whatever, but Virgos are cool with the last minute shifts. And this was a fucking game time last minute switcheroo for Daisy. And she was like, all right, what do I got to do to not? Honestly, I feel like, especially since she's not Bachelorette and seemingly turned it down on stage, which we will get to.
We'll get to.
It seems like she was like, how do I walk out of this not looking like the victim? Meanwhile, looking like the victim is a power move on its own in the Bachelor world.
Yeah, right? Definitely. Not even a negative thing, for sure.
But she was like, uh-uh. Which is funny, now that I say that, because the victim, quote-unquote, because in all kinds, Pisces gets the victim card thrown, the stereotype, right? And the opposite sign to Pisces is Virgo. And so Virgo, Daisy, was like, I'm going to collect this information from Kelsey to confirm the thoughts that I have already, right? She's like, I'm going to get my receipts. I'm going to collect my info, and then I'm going to make my new plan. I'm going to step out there. I'm going to give a dope ass speech, because Virgos are ruled by Mercury and they know how to talk their way out of everything, right? And so
I never felt more seen. I literally, you're right. Like, I'm never a victim, because I've figured it out and I've controlled the narrative.
You're like,
I was almost a victim, but I saw it.
Exactly.
And then I changed course. And then now I'm the winner. And I was right the whole time.
Exactly. And Daisy saw that and was like, I'm doing this. I'm not walking out of this with all Bachelor Nation being like, oh, and then Jesse turning to you at your hot seat, and you got to shed your tear, and you got to be like, it was so hard, Jesse. And the whole audience is like, oh, like, she was like, I am not doing that. Like, oh, ick, especially because she's an Aries moon, which is so wild to think that both her and Joey are Aries moons. Very different. Aries moons move so interestingly. They're so forthcoming, like, forward with their emotions, because Aries is just like, get it out. Because you got to get it out. If you hold it in, what's the point? Which means Aries moons can be brash if they want to. But Joey has Taurus placements.
It worked out. And like you said, there's a part of Bachelor Nation that is kind of villainizing her for, like, wasting Kelsey's moment, supposedly. Yeah. And, like, spoiling things and doing whatever. But that's just the cause of, like, a Virgo and an Aries moon in that way. She's just like, no, some people are not going to like what I did, but it's going to be the right thing to do.
Yep.
And it was the right thing to do. And like, yeah, it was like, I just felt like it was the right thing to do. Like, she saved Joey so much grief. Yes, he was sad and crying or whatever, but, like, we saw those tears in Ember. We were all like, what happened to poor Joey? What it was that he's just, like, emotional over the fact that she was, like, a badass, and then, like, he wasn't sad. I mean, he was sad, but he was just like, no, this is great.
Yeah, I mean, he's as sad. He's as sad as any of the bachelors who have to dump somebody at the top two, and then you have to turn right around and propose. Like,
and he didn't even have to do the actual hard part.
Yep.
And she did. She did it, and he's like, well, let me walk you out. She's like, I would actually like to do it on my own. And this great scene of her, like, holding his hand. Oh yeah, okay, I want to get you. And then, like, kind of walking away, and she's badass. Okay, so go ahead. You saw these tweets, and I was like, yes.
Yes. So, okay, I am anti-narrative around Daisy being selfish, it being a problem with Kelsey. However, it was interesting to consider that as, like, look, we all do stuff that's, like, innate and unintended. Like, we are there's, like, it's just natural. Like, for Daisy, it was just natural to do it like she did, right? And to other people, that's off-putting, because to other people, a very plan-ready, decisive, with the emotions person, especially a woman, just quick to it, that's a threat. Like, they don't like that. And, like, look, and hey, that sometimes the world doesn't need something like that. But because Kelsey is an Aries sun Capricorn moon, there was no part of Kelsey, like, clearly Kelsey does not see what the internet sees, as far as, like, they were good. Kelsey was like, no, it wasn't spoiling my shit. Like, no. But it was interesting to think about how Daisy was just acting on, okay, it's my way out now. And in that, she did, even if no one cares and it's all fine, she did tell Kelsey she was getting picked. Like, she did do that. Like, that's, and so people are allowed to.
I'm sorry if it was me. If I was Kelsey, I would be happy.
Oh, fuck yeah. I would be thrilled to not have to have the anxiety of walking down. Instead, it's pure excitement knowing what's going to happen. I absolutely agree. But it depends on what people want, I guess. As far as people being like Kelsey, like what she would have wanted, like if she wanted Joey to tell her or not. But I don't know. I think it's hilarious, though, that Gemini Joey, mutable sign, got someone to do everything for him.
Well, yeah, and so I guess, dude, the tweet you should, Daisy walks back on her own because she didn't want Joey to see that Kelsey was there at the time. And Kelsey, I think that was really funny. You're right.
Because that's definitely it. Like, Daisy was like, just she's like, I'm going to do it on my own. Yeah. Because if you came to me, they would have to hurriedly put Kelsey behind a car. Like, could you imagine? Like, Kelsey, shit, they're both walking. Okay. Kelsey, we need to put you over here. Could you just get into that bush? I know you're in a white dress, but just, it's fine. Please.
Remember when Gabby was like, got out of this car and she's like, next time when it's the real winner, when it's Katie, move this van so she doesn't step in the mud. And it's like, we love these moments. So I'm like, I love this.
Fuck, you're right. And that oh my God, that reminds me that Daisy was not the first to like know 100% that she wasn't the one getting picked. Like Gabby, again, knowing that.
So good.
Wow. Yeah, you're so right. Oh my God.
And knowing that she went there and she still went there and went for it. And like, you know, and it's not wrong. I love what Gabby did too. But it's like Daisy, like you said, was kind of the more braver one to actually confront it and call it and like get the information beforehand to do it. And I just like, I love that.
And like Taylor Swift said, break her own heart. She had to do that to herself. And that's also a very Aries moon coded thing. Very much would rather like, okay, if it's going to end, I'd rather do that. I'd rather know. She was not ready for the surprise. She was not ready for the rest of the surprises of the night. But anyway, I definitely, the Daisy play at the final rose was beyond legendary. When they showed them in the car together, I swear I was about to pass out. Like it was,
again, another scream worthy moment.
And they did it. They showed us just Daisy first too. And it was.
And then they show Kelsey.
And the fucking, I want to watch back just so I can watch only the reactions in the corner. Everybody in the studio losing their damn mind.
Oh my Same. God. And then of Same. Course, because the throuple allegations were getting so strong, it's like, oh shit, it's happening.
No, it's literally happening. And
and my theory is that Joey gets in the car. We never ended up seeing him get in the car, by the way. That was another weird trick shot. But my like right before then, I was like, Connie, I'm like, oh my God, he gets in the car so he can just go ask Jesse if this is okay. Hey, Jesse, can we do both? Do you guys have another ring? Is Neil still here? And I just love that. God. I love that headcanon.
I will dream about that.
Yeah,
in ways.
So good. In ways. So yeah, it was just pretty iconic. And then Kelsey comes out. You know, we have this really sweet moment.
Oh yeah, the freaking proposal was like magic. It was so good. Joey is so obviously head over heels in love with her, with this woman, and like in a way that is genuine. Joey, like, it's always interesting to watch men, especially on The Bachelor, like the typical bachelor man propose to any woman ever, because it's always something where you're like, okay, it's all these like canned phrases. It's like phrases the producers have given you all season. It's, you know, you are this and you're that. But like Joey, he like knew, like, you know, like he was saying, like his proposal felt so like real to him and not just like, I'm a man that has to say nice things to my woman now. Like he was like, when he was like, you are my light.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you're my light. I saw it, and it was so crazy because their first one-on-one date, I was like, wait, who is this woman? Why have I never seen her until now? And then two, gorgeous, like, oh my God. 3, I was like, oh, wait, Joey's really into her. And then for like a week or two, I was like, no, that's just a weird moment. Like, I was like, oh, he's just really turned on by her. He's like physically super attracted to this woman. And why wouldn't he? And so I remember in the beginning of like their love story, I kind of was just like, I threw her to the side, but I was just like, oh, he really loves her. And I remember saying on Instagram, I was like, oh, they would make such good babies. They're such a hot couple. And then come to find out, it was like, that's what I was seeing, was him like just completely head over for this woman. And
no, for real.
It's just crazy. It's good. Congrats to them.
And their picture, like their date they had in Jasper was the cold plunge. Mm-hmm. And first of all, loved that date. It was so good. Like
she was, that's where we really got to see her like personality and stuff.
Yeah. And she's so cute and goofy and like Geminis, air signs in general, love that shit. Mm-hmm. They love goofy people. They want people to keep them entertained on their toes. There is nothing better than an Aries woman. Aries and Gemini are a classic couple. Because guess who else in Bachelor Nation? Two couples, Aries and Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
Kaylin and Dean.
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas and Becca. Yeah. So, like, we have high, high hopes here.
Who are the Geminis?
Okay, so Thomas and Kaylin are the Geminis. And Dean and Becca are the Aries.
Wow, that's fun.
And it's very true for both of them, especially the fact that Aries asked Becca to propose to Thomas first.
Yeah, so true. Oh, my God, I love that. Those couples are seriously endgame. So, like, that's really cute.
Okay. No, I'm high hopes. It. And they were so cute on their After the Final Rose moment, you know, obviously very in love. And like Joey is like staring into her, like he loves that girl. Again, he loves that girl. And the post that she made. Oh, yeah.
I mean, did you see a little awkwardness on her part? And do you think it was just like stage nerves or whatever?
Yeah. And like also it's like she's been so used to like, I bet you money, she's been used to sitting like near Joey and not getting to like touch him or something. And it's just that weird because again, the way that she was posting about him, it's like she called him my sweet boy.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, girl, like you and the whole internet is our sweet baby girl.
Baby boy, literally baby girl.
I was like, oh, I wanted there to be a little bit more you know, like the connection I saw on during this season, but I believe it's there, but I just was like, I don't know. But it's like, you know, stage nerves. But then when they talked about her mom and stuff, it was really sweet. And I remember like during.
And her dad.
Yeah. And she kept seeing butterflies and things when everywhere. Like, you know, I was just like, this is really sweet. I actually like was like today when I rewatched it, like kind of teared up. I was like, cause I'm like that. I'm like, if I see something that reminds me of my parents, I'm just like, oh my God. Yeah. And her dad is such a DILF. Oh my God.
When Jesse threw that tease, oh, we might see you later. Where, Jesse?
Tell me. Jesse.
I need to know. They were good. They're good on the After Final. But her post, when she posted on Instagram, he literally replies, or he posted in the comments, and he just goes, God, I love you. It sounds so simple, but anyway. And Daisy, her obviously sit down with Jet, like she was just, you know, badass queen. I'm obviously like, it was hard, but I had to know and I whatever. And the fact that Joey was like, how did she know? And I'm like, Joey, women are smart. Okay. Women pick up on more vibes than a man could process with any part of his brain. You know what I mean? Like for every one vibe a man can fucking feel, we feel 10,000.
And that's girl math.
Literally girl experience. That's just what we do. Girl math. And like I feel more feelings.
And where he's like the better version of a Peter, which I saw Peter in him and whatever. But where he's better than Peter is that he didn't allow when the women rejected him or left, he didn't just go like, no, come back, because I have like mommy issues and I don't know how to like, you know, like, and so like when Daisy's all like, no, I don't need you. He was like sad, but he was not like, oh no, I made the wrong mistake, come back. And I was like, Peter would have been on his knees.
Mm-hmm. No, Joey was like, you go, girl. And then whenever Jesse was like, how did you feel about the two of them meeting up before? He was like, I love that they did that. Perfect. Like they deserved, you know, I can't remember exactly what he said, but he was literally just like, it's empowering. They did it. They deserve to do that. And I was like, God damn it, Joey. Just anything at all to be like, man, no. I love him. I literally, it's so crazy because I have been thinking about, especially because they were teasing us the whole fucking season as if he wasn't going to end up with anyone. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is a valid thing for me to say. I want him and Kelsey to last forever, but I was really thinking about how next level it would be if Joey dated within Bachelor Nation, but dated a fucking like high level fucking Bachelor Nation woman. And I don't know who it would be. Rachel mm-hmm. Lindsay. Rachel
oh
Lindsay.
Oh my God.
How old is she? I mean, she's.
No, yeah. It's fine.
There are differences.
If Nick can do it, Rachel can do it.
Exactly. And Joey is beautiful. Okay. Get after it, Rachel. But like that kind of thing, like I was ready to see Joey be just the fucking Bachelor Nation star. I was ready. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, okay, whoa,
I have to shift
my plans like Daisy here. I gotta be like, okay. They need to stay together forever or I'm gonna die.
No, it's not that big. Oh my God, y'all.
No, ugh. It's not. Yeah, it's everybody bad. Do whatever they want, but I ship them. And I am excited to see what happens with them and what they do. And if they do not last, then it's going to be they are going to be major. Like they are major.
Yeah. Kelsey is a hot commodity too. And I feel like Jesse was gassing her up hugely. And yeah, I was like,
big time.
Yeah. Like she's going to be, if she does not want Joey, then she has, the world is her oyster.
What's wild to me to think about overall, before we get into the Bachelorette of it all,
yeah,
overall from the season, like no woman really came out of this like burned by the producers in the way that like we are used to seeing.
Yes, exactly.
Like I look,
edits were made, and they in like Rachel, I believe Rachel was a victim of
100%
of producer bullshit. But what you're saying in a different way, yeah, exactly. They weren't.
Like, I mean, like yeah, they weren't. They weren't bringing up sex work and lying.
Exactly.
Like, you know what
yeah,
I mean? They weren't letting shit like that ride.
Yeah, exactly.
So the women were coming out of the season like, look, okay. And back to people like Sydney, Leia, Jess, that type of person on this show. No. Do they deserve hate? No. Mm-mm. Do they deserve death threats? No. Do they do things on TV that make people feel ways? Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So do they deserve dumbass people in the comments and in their fucking DMs all day? No, absolutely not. But they did deserve all of the women confronting them at Women Tell All. Uh-huh. And they did deserve that type of treatment, you know? Like Leia walking off stage crying. That was a moment. Pisces, victim. Different than Daisy, the non-victim, right? Think about it. Mm-hmm. Leia had a lot of... There's a lot of hate. You can't the racist hate again.
No,
it's like Venn diagram of the hate here. It's different.
Like,
it can overlap. Okay.
Yeah, like let's just be like she's not a girl's girl and call it a day. Like literally. It's fine. Like yeah. And,
but anyway, that kind of thing on the show this season, it was dealt with better. The racism to Rachel and not following her and death threat for no fucking reason. That shit crazy. But I was so impressed with this season overall mm-hmm. for the producers not doing that and not steeping to that level mm-hmm. because I was thinking about Maria and Lauren and mm-hmm. all the other women who were in the, like Leia even was there, mm-hmm. Rachel was there. Like there was lots of the women from the season in the audience and it just felt normal and good and natural. And it wasn't like it was because they had to sit and be ogled like, oh, they're here. What's gonna no. like, you know, yeah. it
was just together and it's like
it was
fine.
Just fabulous. It was fabulous. Bachelorette.
Okay, y'all. So if you watch the stories, you got to see me and Connie go through probably one of the funniest experiences because we were watching and we're like, we look at the clock, we're like, okay, there's about 20 minutes left. They're gonna announce the Bachelorette. And then Jesse does the weirdest thing ever. He very unceremoniously goes, so we're going to ask who the Bachelor is tonight. Could it be someone like Daisy? And he brings her out. And Connie and I said, That was very unceremonious. And almost, and here's the thing, it's like our brain told us in that moment, our brain kicked in and said, no, he didn't just announce it because it wasn't the right verbiage, right? It wasn't the right verbiage. But we just assumed that a show like this would have absolutely given Daisy, and not, okay, and I do want to say, I want to be clear, like, obviously it would be wonderful representation. It would be fine and great, but we just didn't, I don't want to cover Daisy as a, okay, anyway, whatever. I don't think I have to explain it to you guys, but anyway, so our brain kicked in to protect us, but we didn't believe him. We just were like, okay, that's it. So then we just started talking and shit talking and complaining and being like, I can't believe they didn't cast Jen, I can't believe they didn't cast Rach, I can't believe they didn't cast what, and had we been listening, we would have heard that Daisy basically declines the offer, and then Jesse says, and we'll be right back and we'll announce the Bachelorette. Had we known, we didn't know. And anyway, so then when Charity came on stage and announced that, we were fully gobsmacked. I was fully unspoiled, and I'm so glad I was, because I was already, by that point, I'm like, okay, well, I can probably go online, I'll be safe because I already know who won the show. But I'm just glad I didn't, because it was just such a great moment to get Jen, who, like you and I said, we've loved her from day one. All season I've talked about her, and I was like, I would love her to be the Bachelorette for many reasons. She's hot, gorgeous, fun, sexy, smart, empathetic, wonderful, and also she's our first Asian American Bachelorette.
Literally, yes. I am so excited because we saw Rachel Lindsay, the first Black Bachelorette, was the first Black lead ever. And now we're seeing Jen as the first Asian American lead ever. And I think that we will hopefully get maybe in the same pattern as Rachel and Matt. But Matt was kind of a, like, not a fluke in that, like, he was clearly cast to be the Bachelor, but he didn't have to go through his season because COVID, and it was all crazy and weird shit happened, and it was whatever. And then the Black Lives Matter movement of 2020 was crazy, and they were like, we have to put Matt, they were like, Band-Aid Matt right now. Let's announce him way early and all this shit. It was a mess. But if they don't bungle it with the Asian Bachelor, it'll be much better. They will have learned from their mistakes. But Jen being the first Asian Bachelorette really, yeah, opens that door for Asian Bachelor. Even if it's not directly from her season, it's down the line. Like, it's, the precedent has been set because women got to do everything first around here.
Of course. Ugh.
Bachelor. They're like, let's just test it with the women audience first. Or the, with, not the women audience, but women, whatever. And, but I am, so, okay, I'll go through my experience watching. I'm watching, and I'm like, okay, here it is. Next Bachelorette, he's going to announce it. And he goes, can it be Daisy? And the way he said it, I agree. I was like, can it be?
What does that mean?
Maybe it can. Like, is it?
Are you asking us?
Let you me tell me, man. I'm watching here. it just felt so like they were... What's funny about The Bachelor too, I feel like they always do this where they get something right amazingly. They get it so right, like with the date with the Daisy ending and Joey and Kelsey. It was so right, and then they fucking fuck this announcement up. You know, like, come on, we didn't need to bring Daisy back to steal time from the Asian woman we could have had on stage fucking meeting men or talking about her life. I don't fucking know. Doing literally anything. Bring her family up to meet us, and she didn't get a family on Hometown. Like, literally anything with that fucking 5-ish minutes of time that Daisy was sitting there being like, well, I'm really grateful for this, regurgitating. Well, and, like, again, this is not on Daisy because they clearly planned and brought her out. So, like, but she had to regurgitate the whole, well, I'm, you know, really grateful for what this experience taught me, and I'm ready for what's next. And Jesse's like, so what is next? And that was the moment for me when he goes, what is next? I go, what's next?
What is this? You I'm just
like, what is next? What is next? Is she not the Bachelorette? What are you doing to me right now? I was so annoyed. I was so annoyed. And I was like, okay. And then they go to commercial, and I'm literally like, my heart is racing. Like, I have never felt feelings like this watching this fucking show in forever. So I'm sitting here ripping my bong, and I'm like,
bro.
And I'm like, oh my god, okay, what the fuck is happening? And then Jesse comes back and he's like, it's time to announce the Bachelorette. And I was like, I am having deja vu. I literally paused to be like, did my shit just skip? Like, am I backwards? And so he starts that and he goes, and Charity is sitting out there. And I go, okay, wait. All right. Charity's here. Are they announcing? For a split second, I was like, are they announcing Golden Bachelorette? Right. No, dude.
And I'm just like,
they would have said Golden.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
But Charity's out there and I'm like, okay, wait. So in this moment, I'm like, all of the like Daisy, because my first thought, just like you, Daisy, good representation. She did have a fucking Yas Queen moment literally at the end here. I was full in support. But I felt like the way the show was editing her story, even before that random weird hot seat at the end with her, the show was editing her story as like, I found what I needed from the show and now I'm good. And not that it was going to be I'm next Bachelorette. So I was already kind of like, okay, so maybe we have hope. Maybe Maria, maybe someone else, anybody? What are we doing? So I was getting excited. And then Charity's out there. And so I was a firm Maria stan for Bachelorette. Like, and I love Jen. I love Rachel. Both Jen will be an amazing Bachelorette. Rachel would have been an amazing Bachelorette. Also would have been Asian representation. But anyway, I still was like, they could do it. I was like, because when I fucking realized it wasn't Daisy, my brain was like, they could do it. And then they didn't do it. And when they didn't do it, I was briefly deflated.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I like snapped too. I was like, Jen?
What?
Jen? I was like, Sagittarius, queen of my heart. Literally, I have been, as you have been, talking about how much I love Jen all season, talking about how much I love Jen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, God. Duh, yeah. Duh, like,
yeah.
Drop dead. Gorgeous, okay? Yes. Literally gorgeous by Taylor Swift. So I just... How many Taylor? I'm like, at this point, I wish we need a tally.
And that's the thing, is like, and then her Hugo reference, and then I was looking back at her photos on her Instagram, and like, she posted about the show at one point, like, weeks ago.
The Let's Stadium?
And she chose Daylight as the song for a thing, and I was like, listen, tell me you're a Gayler without telling me you're a Gayler. So I just have to stand. It's so I'm just like, I have to stand. And again, we're just speculating, but it's just like, literally, oh my God. I'm like,
it was everything.
We literally have everything. Bachelorette. Yeah.
It's and a fucking like fun. She is going to bring, I think,
not the a best. Clock.
She is going to bring the best of Kaitlyn Bristowe, the best of Hannah Brown. I can sense it in her. And she is going to give us something that we do not even know is coming. Also, what I'm intrigued about, and I don't know if you remember this, you probably will. When she was talking about her family, there was strife. I can't remember exactly, but I remember being like, like clocking it because Sagittarius, like all of us Sagittariuses, even if we still love our parents, there was always something in us that was like, get out, go somewhere else. Like, and a lot of the time it's because Sagittarius parents or parents of Sagittarius are not present in whatever way.
Yeah.
And so I remember, and I should really look into it now exactly, but her PTC, her whole story to Jesse was something about how she's not close with her, or she's not like, she's has like a big Vietnamese culture, whatever, like she's, or not Vietnamese, I don't know, but no, was it,
I think no. It's Filipino. No.
Rachel was Filipino, and I could have sworn,
oh yeah, then so Jen she is Vietnamese. Yeah, she's my Vietnamese. Yeah, we will get now this better. Sorry guys.
Yeah. So yeah, sorry to anyone if we're incorrect, but I'm pretty sure that was what it was. But she was saying something, anyway, I can't remember exactly, but I feel like there was family issues. So yeah, I'm intrigued to see what that will manifest as Bachelorette
during,
world.
And she got this really beautiful hot seat during Women Tell All that I last week very much was like, oh, they just gave her the best Bachelorette ever. I just didn't want to believe it, but they had her on stage. She had a whole hot seat. And that's like unusual for somebody who went away home as early as she did. And she talked about her family stuff getting better, and that she, because her culture from her family life was different, and they didn't understand her, her life and everything. That's so, yeah. It. And then now that everything's good and with her family, and I'm just like, hell yes.
Okay.
She's 26-year-old Vietnamese American, Jen Tran. So thank you. We're good.
Okay, so they did have issues, but less so now.
Yeah.
So more of, yeah, okay.
Which is great. So I love that.
Yes.
But perfect. I loved what you mentioned earlier, though. We wasted time with Daisy because you and I and everyone already got this girl boss edit that we already took in. We didn't need her to tell us again that she doesn't need the show to find love because she already showed us that she didn't need
she's
it,
gonna.
But they could have showed us Jen's family instead, and because we didn't get that. And I just think that is annoying. So anyway.
Literally anything else could have been used. It's even more fucking Joey and Kelsey, mm-hmm. if that's the case. Like, give me fucking footage of what they've been up to. I don't know. Like that, but Daisy, like, I think it was almost like they were like, okay, we have to show the,
mm-hmm.
we have to say show it. The say whitey, say white it. People that Daisy didn't want to do it, because then no one is going to believe us that Daisy didn't want to do it, and they're going to be extra racist to Jen. And I think that might be. Oh, like, it's so annoying. It's like Daisy had to give the fucking blessing for Jen to be bachelorette instead of her. But that's not what it was. Like, again, this is not a Daisy thing. This is a production thing. Mm-hmm. Even a Jesse thing. Like, mm-hmm. Jesse, this fucking episode was making me be like, Jess. This and Women Tell All, Jesse was giving me diabolical Dark Lord energy. Mm. I'm starting to have some side eyes, bombastic side eyes at him.
He literally, Jen's on stage, and then she's, like, talking about these things, and he goes, oh, by the way, you know you're the first Asian American bachelorette this the franchise has ever had. He says, literally, oh, by the way. And I was like, and she said, in my opinion, one of the most shadiest things ever, and I took a screenshot of it, and then I want to make a meme about it. And she goes, oh, you know, she's, like, happy, and, you know, everyone's applauding.
Mm-hmm,
and she goes, that's the most insane thing you've ever said. And I was like, because what it is she's like, oh, that's just the most insane thing. That's so amazing. I'm so happy. And she continues this great thing. But the way she's just like, that's the most insane thing you've ever said.
It's like, when you know where right. she was coming from with that.
like the fact that you just said on our 22nd birthday, oh, by the way, you're the first Asian American bachelorette we've ever had. It's like, do you hear yourself?
It's so funny because, again, firsts should be celebrated, but firsts like, this fucking late in the game, bro, get together. It's embarrassing. And Jesse's just like, ho, ho, ho. It reminded me of when he, after the end of Rachel's segment during Women Tell All, where she was crying over her hate comments from being of racist hate comments for no reason. Again, nothing she did on TV to deserve any fucking criticism at all. And Jesse's like, by the end of it, is like, ha ha, I love Love and Light positivity, guys. After everybody's like, but we love each other. It's like, it was Jesse. Sinister. He's getting there. He's getting there. Yeah, he's sensing the chair on that stage is leeching Chris Harrison energy into him. I was intrigued by all that, but yeah, no, the Daisy waste of time was stressful, and I'm nervous about, like, because I'm already, you know, Twitter, everyone's already mad that it's Jen, and it's hard because, like, look, okay, I understand being upset that it's maybe not, like, I had my moment of like, oh man, it could have been Maria and it wasn't, but then I was like, no, but this is also good. And also, the reason I wanted it to be Maria was because it would be very different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I wanted in the show. And Jen will also bring that. Jen will also be very different. And she is also added on top of that just by her normal personality.
Right.
She's also like the first Asian bachelorette. So no, it's but
she's a Sagittarius. She's fun. She's all these things that she's going to bring. So it's like, it's just, it's great. It's the best case scenario. But I agree. Like, I know, I wanted Maria too at times. Like, I think it would be interesting. It would be fun. I think what I kind of realized a while ago was like, ooh, would it end up being a Gabby situation where it wasn't that fun? Because Gabby kind of was like so hyped and then it kind of fell apart. And had Gabby and Rachel actually had separate seasons, we could have like actually seen both of them flourish. But it was like,
I saw a tweet about somebody who was like, y'all aren't ready for this conversation, but if Maria was Bachelorette, she would have the Katie Thurston effect, which, side note, I don't agree with because I love Katie.
Yeah, no, exactly. But, like, there's, like, a potential for that, you know?
Yeah, that she could fall flat real hard because she rose real hot fat.
Yeah,
she needs maybe some breathing room. And if we get Bachelor in Paradise, she will be a legend on Bachelor in Paradise. Mm-hmm. Everyone will want her. Yeah. And all the women will be intimidated by her.
I don't think we're done with her. And I think she's great.
No.
And I do
They're
going
to be begging to have her.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's a win-win all around. But it's just also great, you know? And she loves Jen. And she'll probably be on Jen's season as a guest.
She'll host the date.
And it'll be great. And she's going to end up with somebody from either Bachelor Nation or beyond. And we're going to be all obsessed with her forever. Yeah. So it's really fine.
I could easily see. So my thing was that she would bring ratings to the show.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's one thing that's suffering hard in ratings right now, it is Paradise. Mm-hmm. So maybe they were like, we need Maria on Paradise. Mm-hmm. We need to bring eyes to Paradise because if we don't have her, Paradise could be down the tubes. But they are fucking lucky, Paradise producers, because this season of women, I want to see most of them on Paradise.
No,
almost all of them.
That's a good point. Wow, I didn't think about that. You're right. Like, I'm generally like, oh, yeah, no, I want to see Jess. I want to see Leah. I want to see Maria. I want to see, like, Rachel. I want to see... Yeah, there's a lot of
I want to see Kelsey. I want
that Lauren lady. Kelsey T.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The sisters. I want to see the sisters. They will be hilarious together. Yeah. Great duo play where they don't have to directly compete anymore. So they will just have fun.
Yeah.
Because that was their problem is they had to directly compete on this show.
Yeah.
And they're besties with Maria. So it's going to be no matter what, they're going to be hovering around Maria in the funniest way. It's going to be just like these black haired sirens on the beach.
Okay, I did want to say Connie said some of the most scandalous shit last night.
Oh my god, tell me.
Watching Joey's like family segments, and she's like, wow,
yeah,
Joey's sisters look a lot like Maria.
I thought that was interesting. I thought the same fucking thing, bro. Like, I was like, oh, Joey, you really were raised by your sisters, huh?
You know that one TikToker who does this great, like, there's this one lady, she does, like, great, like, parody things where it's really annoying. She's one of the most annoying ones, but it's good because it's annoying. She really hates the character where she pretends to be the sister who's in love with her brother. And she's just like, oh my god, I can't believe this girl is dating my brother. She doesn't even realize how amazing and hot and gorgeous and sexy he is. And, like, just plays this character of being really obsessed with the brother. And the person's like, that's kind of weird that you have shirtless photos of your brother on your phone, you know? And she's like, it's not weird.
Wait a minute.
He's amazing.
Wait a minute. Is this Broad City?
I know, right?
No, because literally this is exactly, like, this is a sketch on TikTok or, like,
yeah,
something?
Yeah.
Okay, so because it's literally, that's exactly what happens in the catering episode. I'm obsessed
with this. I forgot, you're right.
The very first season of Broad City, the catering episode, they have this girl who's this blonde, very kind of shrill woman, and she's like, what do you mean, my brother? Are you into my brother? Why? And literally has, had some type of, like, why did you have that on your phone? And then at the very end, the fucking, like, last scene over the credits is the two of them in the bathtub together. It's hilarious. But anyway,
I don't know what to say about that, but it was definitely, like, funny, and I was like, oh my god, you're not wrong.
Type involved here, but he picked Kelsey, who honestly looks more like his actual mother.
Yeah, exactly. So they,
like,
they
literally
were wearing
down
matching
to
colors. They were wearing matching colors.
Yes, I clocked that. I was like, wow, this dead on green, and his Joey's gets his eyes from his mother. Mm-hmm. His eyes, his mom had the exact same color eyes as Joey. That, like, hazily greeny color. That's not blue, but it's, like, not brown, and it is. But it gives you, and she also was giving just, like, great eye contact. And I'm like, this is his mother. Like, absolutely. I get that. And I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah,
Joey.
Amazing.
And I literally can't believe. So we made it.
We did it.
Believe Jen is the Bachelorette and that she has read The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
We love it.
And, oh, wait. Duh. I know you'll, because of the thruple thing, this is along those lines. When they were talking to Daisy again, and this was, wait, was this her later hot seat?
When they brought out Kelsey? Remember.
When they brought Kelsey out, yeah, and they're like, we got someone to bring out for you, Daisy. And everyone's like, who's it going to be? And then it's Kelsey. And I'm literally like, I have this photo.
Yeah.
Yes. I was like, this is gay.
Yeah.
This is gay. Yeah. They're like, yeah, we did this wonderful journey together. I had to like snap myself out of it. This not being the like final moment of being like, yeah, we didn't need Joey. Actually, we needed each other. And I'm like, in my dreams.
No, well, what if Jay and on? What if this is like we said, is that remember when we were like Joey gay dad, this is all, you know, leading to this, like this is just another hint, I'm telling you guys, because there's no reason they had to have this moment. And when I rewatched it today, I was like, oh, it was so gay, because like Daisy was like, I'm just really excited to see you guys get married. And then Kelsey kind of looked at her and she was like, no, I'm just really excited to see what happens with you. And the sexual tension was like genuinely weird. The first part of it was like fine. The first part was just like, oh my god, girls. But then like it got increasingly like
the fucking like, eye contact.
Exactly. Like seriously, and I know that there is fingering and scissoring happening in the mansion. Absolutely. I'm sorry, I know there is. I just know there is. And I just like, what would the odds be if it ended up being the final two? Like, what it, in the previous seasons, what if it's like, you know, it was like Kit and one of the other people or whatever? Because I feel like Kit was bi-coded and stuff. But like,
oh yeah, totally Gen Z.
What if like, oh my god, can you imagine if it was the final two and they had to go on stage and look at each other while they know that like I've had my fingers in you?
I need the fan fiction. Wattpad immediately.
No, and seriously, I've been finally getting into fan fiction, and like a couple weeks ago I had this like dark thought, like I wonder how much Bachelor fan fiction is written out there. And then I remember that it's not appropriate to read fan fiction about real life people. But I just like, I definitely was like, oh my god. Anyway, we're like, writing it right now.
Look, it's written oral. It's oral history at this point. Oral, you know, get it?
Passed down like folklore.
Oh my god. I turned your life into
folklore.
Oh my god. Okay. Wow. Yeah, no, if it were the final two, I think I would. I don't even know how I would ascend. It would just become, I like, it's what I need in my life. I think I already know, like, because it will happen in our lifetime, mm-hmm. The gay bachelor, even if it's a spinoff, or if they just start fresh with their spinoff, or if it comes naturally from the show, from the straight version of the show, mm-hmm. I just know that it will be the shot heard around the world, and I will find you.
Yeah, I will
book a flight, and I'll be like, look, I need to stay with you for the next 2 months so that we can
we have like a residency.
I have to take a sabbatical and find a way to go be where we just watch it and digest it, find every fucking morsel of information about every person that goes on it, every producer. I will become insane, more insane.
No, I know. I don't think people understand. No, I don't think people understand. It's like crazy. It's crazy.
It's
and like
be so good.
And like I think so back to my Jane on ultimately, because I think a moment like this was to prepare people again. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. you saw that sexual tension and you're just like, oh, okay, I could, because like this photo, I have my green screen, y'all. It's a photo of them from on this moment. And it's
Daisy
just like
especially.
Yeah, especially. Daisy. And it's like, oh, her face is like hard eyes. And I just love it. And I just want people to like know, like, this could be your future. This could be your reality. And this is the future that liberals want.
Literally. I genuinely believe it's like very, very back programming. It's like, look, this is they're not gay, right? Mm-hmm. Like I said it on my stories. I was like, this is something that's so straight mm-hmm. that it's gay. Like that they are talking about this man and it is gay, but they are so straight, but and that leads me to look, Kelsey and Joey, it's giving endgame, right? Daisy, especially turning down Bachelorette. Do we Shannon.
Okay.
Shannon. Do we think Daisy realized? Maybe men ate it. In this moment with Kelsey taking the bachelorette. Maybe she was like, no, I can't be the bachelorette because I can't. I gotta date a woman. I gotta explore what I'm feeling here across the couch from Kelsey. Because her eyes, y'all, her eyes are saying something. And look, I know straight girls hold hands all the time and like support each other and like love each other and stuff and platonic love, but I don't know.
You all should see my face. I just fully transcended.
You had a, no, I feel like I was just Daisy and Kelsey in the limo and you saw that for the first time. Your jaw. I feel, because look, Daisy, that would be legendary. That would make Daisy really interesting.
No, because
I'd
like,
be like, whoa.
We're headcanning a lot here, but listen, like, you know.
Yeah, just, yeah, no, look, we finished recapping the episode. Yeah, we're done, and yeah. People probably could have turned her off by now. Exactly, who knows? Yeah. Like, it's just the
like,
end.
Like, we're just having fun here. Yeah, exactly.
Speculation.
She's like, you know, like, what if I don't need Joey because, like, it's not for me. And,
it's
like.
Oh,
and
holding
then,
Kelsey's
like,
hand feels just so
good. Oh my god! And like,
I'm gonna fall
and
in
it chair. Can't, and it can't be Kelsey, but like it could be something else. And the way she like turns down, she's like, you know what? No, it's like
I'm
first
not
year
ready.
Having like an implant, and I'm just ready. I'm really excited. And I'm ready to find my own true story. And it's like, oh my god!
Maybe she can like hear. Mm-hmm. Women better now. She's like, men actually sound way because she was talking about, okay, and this comes with base evidence. She was talking about how, and this is something to note, she was talking about how her how her voice, the vocal fry, right, which was obvious and noticeable, right, we all heard it, we all saw it, was because her cochlear implant was very new and it takes a long time for your hearing to adjust to your brain and all of that to connect back up, including her voice, which is why deaf people, like fully deaf people, have like that type, like they don't speak as much and they have to use fucking sign language. Like, so her implant while filming was much newer, so that vocal fry was there because she can't really hear herself as much, and she's, you know, maybe she hears Joey's voice a certain way, I don't know. Yeah. And then we get to the after the final rose.
Lady Whisperer.
And she has made it to, you know, a good extra year probably after the implant.
Like, yeah.
And hair, that's also why her voice did not seem as vocal fry-y on this final rose moment, because she was more used to her cochlear implant. And that being said, she's more used to it. She's hearing more clearly, hearing sound of a woman's voice more clearly, hearing, I'm sorry if this is insensitive, yeah, this is not, this is fun. Not because I am, this is, look, disabled people are horny and they're gay,
and they're gay,
all equally, all of it around, so Daisy has, what, if? Anyway, I'm just thinking, she just could. Anyway, that's my hope, because as I was looking at this, I was reminiscent, especially since they had Gabby and Rachel sitting right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Robbie next to Gabby. They were literally like, yeah, we'll sprinkle that in.
And when I tell people that people are, that Bachelor's gay coded, that's what I'm talking about. Rachel and Gabby fucked, and they're sitting next to Robbie. That's how gay
literally
they are.
And Robbie is now elevated and is sitting two seats away from Gary, the golden motherfucking bachelor. That's the probably first time he's ever seen a real ass. He probably saw Robbie and was like, whoa, is that, that's a boy, but like a girl.
Teresa, look at them kissing.
Teresa. Fucking voices. Whoa, whoa. And that girl, she was the bachelor. Oh my God.
And no. Then down the hallway, we have these two fucking lesbians named Kathy and Susan talking about their podcast.
Like, are they ever apart?
Never.
Ever.
No, they've moved in. It's Kaler. It's Kaler 2.3. It's 3.0. I don't know. It's like Kaler, it's Gabby, it's Gachelle, and it's Susan and Kathy. And these are my...
Fuck, no, there really are so many Kaler ships. It's crazy. It's just like one of them's got a snap.
They're like,
if Rachel Recchia came out as bisexual, I would probably lose my ever mother loving mind.
Yeah,
because it would be it. Like, yeah. It would be like, all is confirmed. You know what I mean? That season, yeah. Yeah. Gay.
Everything.
For the gays.
And that's what it felt like. That's the thing. Yeah, but it, oh my God. Yeah. When Gabby came out, it was just like, I remember all of us just being like, wow.
It was legendary. And so like that healing. Gabby needs to be the precedent. And that's why I'm so glad they're bringing Robbie and Gabby out at any chance they can. This is like the third fucking stage event that Robbie has been at.
And I'm sorry, I'm happy, but like for what?
Literally, exactly. They have no one. Gabby and Robbie did not speak.
For real. Gabby's not with her like person from The Bachelor, you know, like exactly. For what? Like for what? And it's like, and it's all just to lead to the fact that we are gonna have a, and I think I told this on the ISL, I'll give you guys a little bit of like Patreon gossip real quick. Please subscribe to the Patreon. I talked to Abby last month about Gay Bachelor stuff, but I did get a DM. I got a DM from somebody who says that they know somebody who auditioned for the Gay Bachelor. It is happening. For what form it takes, I do not know, because the person I said, I was like, I know this is gauche of me to ask and very like Republican of me, but I was like, what is their gender? Like, what is like, whatever.
Mm-hmm. What's and the it,
yeah.
Listen to this. Flavor. Non-binary. What does that mean? What does that even
weird.
Mean?
Okay.
Anyway.
Queer Bachelor. So it could be, okay. Have you seen the news? Brief, momentary side note that relates. Have you seen the news about the F-Boy Island spinoff that is not named F-Girl Island? Like, it's not a direct one-to-one, like Bachelor, Bachelorette, whatever. Yeah. But it's called Lovers and Liars or whatever. Yeah. And it is three of the fucking ex-F boys doing this. So it and hosted by Nikki, by Elin Gale, all the same, everything, but renamed. They need to do something like that with The Bachelor, and not necessarily a full rename, because but Bachelor and Bachelorette are gendered, right? So we need a new something here. We need some good drawing board option. Mm-hmm. We need big, it's like a brainstorming moment here. But if you have a non-binary lead, it's well, like
they're a contestant.
Also intriguing.
I know. It's very, very intriguing. I think on the sapphic side. So there's some clues, you know. So I don't. But again, yes, because I'm like, really, who's... Anyway, please listen to the Patreon episode, because we talked a lot about like what it will come out as. Like, will it be more of a gay man? Will it be more of a bi woman? Will it be whatever? And I think we made cases for both of them being like the preferred route that the show goes. Again, like we said earlier, we're like choosing maybe a woman to be a Black woman, maybe an Asian woman, you know, so we're like, oh, it could be a sapphic woman, bi woman, would make more sense, considering the success of Queer Ultimatum.
Exactly.
But then you run the risk of it being actually more successful also if it's like a gay man. There's a lot of things.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I do think, the Queer Ultimatum like thing is also that, and also from the olden days, the MTV days, Are You the One,
exactly,
which they did Are You the One, what was it fucking called, One for All or something, like All, it was an extra kind of addition to the title, and that's kind of where I think we need to lead with this in The Bachelor. And I think how do you pick a, you know, do you pick a queer person that's already been in the franchise, which there are options now? And do you pick, in my opinion, the only option for that would be Demi. Because I would, and she's a lot, but she's, I think, actually a lot. Like, I think all the things people disliked about Demi were because she's very neurodivergent and was drunk. a lot.
Yeah,
And I
to
think that people,
mask because she wasn't
yep,
diagnosed.
exactly. And now she's diagnosed. She's got herself figured out. Could you imagine if we got like queer Demi? And also, and I'm sure again, you probably talk a lot about this stuff, but this is my own thought brainstorm of like, if they had a bi person, either any gender in between, doing a queer situation, kind of like an updated throwback Tila Tequila, but better because it's not Tila Tequila faking it, but like a real person, because didn't they did that in
Exactly,
Australia,
yeah.
right?
So,
Yeah.
yeah.
So it again, precedent. And I think that would be a good maybe transition
Yeah,
into
exactly.
having
I,
a
yeah.
full lesbian or a full gay
Yeah.
man.
No, yeah. Would I love to see like a full sapphic or a full gay
Fuck
man
yeah.
season? Absolutely. But I am absolutely here for a like mixed
Literally anything
gender
gay.
mix, like, yeah. And I agree. I think that's a great like, stepping stone for them since they did try it already in Australia. So I
And
think it would be great. And that would work for having a non-binary contestant
yes.
auditioning.
And also, too, especially if you're leaning on, like, you could really avoid, if you really want to get deep in the production of it, you can avoid the contestants wanting to hook up with each other, especially on a bisexual season, if you cast predominantly lesbian identifying
Yeah,
people and
yeah.
predominantly
Straight
straight
date.
identifying people. And even a bisexual man isn't going to get with a lesbian, right? So it's like predominantly, you know, but never, never, never say never, but
Shannon, I'm look.
you know, never,
Yeah.
but anyway, it's
Yeah. That's
it
actually
would
really great.
be,
I didn't even think about that. I really didn't think about that. Yeah.
you could avoid, because that's what the thing that everyone says, oh well, the condition, we know Ketsa, but also who cares, that
Exactly.
would
I
be
mean, and like,
fun.
exactly. And we always say
That's
that's the answer is like, okay, yes, and
and
yeah,
like it
please,
would be
Ariana, it
good
would be so good.
TV.
Exactly. It's the drama, it's everything. But that's really fascinating. No, that really, that like kind of,
There's elements to doing
yeah,
it.
that
There's
kind of like,
so many
yeah.
ways to tweak it. That's what's fun about being queer in general, is there is so many ways to be queer. So it's going to be so fun to make this show, because the process of this show works as far as TV. Like, it works for the show. I don't mean it works like every single person that gets off the show gets married and is happily ever after. I mean the formula of this show works. And so no matter what, queer people will fall in line. They will get in the sauce. They will drink the sauce. And especially if it means they get to be fucking influencers afterwards. Psh, queer people are like, fuck yeah, get me in there. I'm better at lying than straight people about being not here for followers.
And that's
Like,
the fucking truth.
and also that's the part of, and this is again, no shade, that's the Daisy of it all too. Because Daisy is Miss, you know, I got my children's book. She had followers before the show. She's like, oh yeah, I got my 600K followers. I'm good. Bye. Even though she could have gotten 1 million if she was Bachelorette. I think. Being at 600K already.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
What a good fucking season.
Wow. I know. I really feel sated. I feel ready.
I feel excited to go into off season and
Yeah.
actually consume off season content. Usually I go into off season after this and I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, put it away.
No, I really did. New York try even I was like, oh, okay. Normally I just, yeah, completely
I
like out
gotta
of the
go
fact.
consume. I gotta
I
go
have to
see what everyone's
consume.
posting.
I love it.
And for the first time in forever, and like, look, love a lot of the women. This is again not a shade thing. I was compelled. I was like, I gotta follow. I was like, follow Rachel, follow Jen, follow Maria, follow Kelsey, follow Joey. And this is from my personal account, because I'll follow all these people from my Bachelor account. But like, I'm like, no, I need to have these people on my personal account to be updated.
Because things
I
are
need to be on
happening.
it.
Yeah,
Need to
things are
see on the
happening.
stories. Need to see everybody hanging out together. And yeah, it was a good season.
Because somebody might come out as gay.
Oh my God. Yeah, literally. I'm like,
Okay.
somebody, anybody, please,
Oh, I
please.
love
And if it
it.
was Maria,
I know, right? I'm like,
because Maria has that like hypersexual femme thing that happens before you kind of like come out. But cause especially when she was like, Joey's like a friend I kiss. I was like,
bring that up last week and I was so mad at myself. Thank you. I was like, oh my God.
Friend didn't like to kiss. Okay,
Oh
it's
my
giving beard. That's why all the other women are so nervous around you, Maria.
So everyone like loves Joey this season. Everyone was just gay. They're just like, we're fine. We love him. He didn't hurt my feelings.
Literally.
Because with Taylor Swift, he can't see my smile break. I forget. It's from The Way I Loved You. But yeah, like he doesn't see the smile I'm faking.
Oh, yeah,
He
yes.
doesn't see the smile. He doesn't see
Yeah.
the smile I'm faking. Are you
Because,
kidding me?
oh my God, yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Wow.
See the smile.
I'm
I
literally
can't remember the rest of the lyrics.
feel
Anyway,
so good.
so good.
This is such a good thing. I'm so
Love
happy
you.
that we got to, I'm so glad we got to bookend. I
Yeah,
was
that's
so
so
happy
good.
because like I texted you, I don't even know now. It was like 4 weeks, 3 weeks ago, being like, literally, I was y'all, and this is just because Jenna is the best person to podcast with ever. To everyone listening, you all know, obviously. But like, love you, Jenna. But literally, I texted her weeks ago and I was like, do you have anyone set up? Like, is there an opening? I didn't even, it wasn't even planned to be finale. I was just like, is there opening for recap? I have to recap the end. I have to get in this. She was like, oh my God, I don't think I actually have anyone for the finale. I was like, we're stripping the fuck in. Ooh, and it did not disappoint. It did not disappoint. And now we get to wait. So Bachelorette premieres in July. I don't think he said a date, but Jesse did say July on stage.
Okay, I didn't hear.
So I'm wondering, we're obviously gonna get Bachelorette before Paradise if they give us Paradise. But then they're casting openly for Golden Bachelorette too. So I'm like, when are they gonna film that?
I pray, listen, y'all, I'm gonna officially throw my hat in. I don't know. I would be fine if we just did Golden Batch.
Look,
I don't know.
actually, I'm kind of with you on that because, first of all, excluding Kelsey's father, because he's a fucking star, there are not many, like, finding 20 something men who aren't terrible boomers. Like, that sounds hard.
No, it sounds hard. Yeah, they
I
have
would
to be a
not want to
little. No, they
be
have to be a
casting
little.
for that.
No, I'm terrified.
Lots of
I'm terrified to be
uncles,
honest, but it's fine. Because
crazy
it's just like
uncles.
fun. Because I can just like cancel all these men. I don't really give a shit, dude. It's
Yeah, absolutely.
fine. It's fine. I
They
was
will
worried
not
about
listen
it,
to
but
your
it's
podcast.
fine. It's exactly. Yeah, no, I was worried about it because I'm like, I don't want whoever the woman is to get fucking hurt, but it's fine because
Same.
they probably don't care. Like those older women, yeah, sure, like some of them are progressive, but like they don't really care. Like it's
Yeah.
fine. It's fine. You know, do they have
Exactly.
money? And those conservative dudes probably have money.
Oh,
So,
fucking
like,
yeah.
let's just go
No.
for it.
I mean, that was what Gary was saying with
I mean, that's the
cha-ching,
thing.
dollar signs,
And I
baby.
love the honesty of it all. So let's
Oh
go.
my God. Yeah. So it's just like, when are they gonna do Golden Bachelorette?
Yeah, I don't know. Who
Like,
knows? We'll
I honestly
see.
feel like if they're gonna film it, they gotta do it in the tandem. They just gotta have multiple sets of producers. There's no more calendar year time to film at the same, like, I don't know. Anyway,
I'm stressed about it. But hey, we don't have to
but
talk about it. But I love you so much. Thank you for being here. We're very excited for the next season.
love you so much.
I'm glad we got all of that Daisy talk out of the way so we can just focus on Jen and our excitement for her and our
Can't wait. I'm gonna
queen.
rubbing my hands together like Joey, thinking about
Joey.
Jen as the Bachelorette. Just like,
We're ready, bitches.
just ready.
We're ready. Oh, I love you guys so much. And thank you so much. Follow, of course, Shannon. I do the Rose's Line. She does do amazing astrology work there. And
What
good
am I even
meme
gonna post?
work.
I'm gonna be post. I gotta post for Jen's season,
Yeah,
man.
it's gonna be
I'm
good.
revitalized.
We're
I'm revi I'm re
yeah.
I'm removed from the grave.
Yeah, we're locked and loaded. And maybe Shannon, like, invite some people on to podcast with you.
I know. I need to just get back up in the podcast
Even
world.
if you
I
just do it like
love,
every couple of weeks or something, it'd be
yeah.
fun, you know?
Yeah. And I need to Jen follows me. So I'm trying to get that birth time. I'm
Yeah,
trying to get
get
that
it.
chart, that
I'm in her DMs, I
confirmed
think.
chart.
I'm in her DMs. Okay,
I
we'll
think
talk
I
about
have so like I have her rising sign info, but I want like an exact birth time because exact times are everything and I can make all my guesstimates, but I want to know exact stuff. And she has really interesting stuff going on, so I can't wait for her season. I can't fucking.
Without
God
everybody.
bless.
God bless. Without everybody.
God
God
bless the
bless.
USA of Bachelor Nation
And...
for giving me this moment.
Do, 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 do,
I
do, do,
salute
do,
you.
do, 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 do,
God bless America.
America. Thank you for listening to Date Card Pod. Make sure you're following the podcast on all of the social media platforms. On Instagram and TikTok, it is at Date Card Pod. On Twitter, it's at Date Card Podcast. And you can email me at datecardthepodcast@gmail.com. This podcast is hosted and produced by myself, Jenna Vesper. And you can find me on at Jenna with a Smile on Instagram and check out all my other fun projects I have. Thank you so much to Michaela Jane for our amazing artwork, and find her at michaelajane.com. And a huge thank you to Jed Overly for our theme music. You can find him on Instagram at JeddyBoyJames. If you're loving the podcast, make sure you share it with a friend, share it with your boss, share it with your mom, maybe an enemy. I don't really care, as long as you share it. Okay? And maybe leave a review. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Hello, and welcome to the ad for Afternoonified.
The ad where we try to convince you to listen to our show. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Emily. We hope you like mummies, weird religions,
cheese, historical figures, dicks, religion,
and like a lot of other stuff. Did it work? Are you gonna listen?
Emily, they can't hear you. They're like pressing the skip button right now.
Oh.
For more podcasts like the one you just listened to, go to SoBelowMedia.com.
This is as above, so below.